Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review, and I'm not going to waste any time with this one, The Batman. Now, I know I do mostly low budget movie reviews. However, I reserve the right to check out these big budget movies that I'm interested in. Now, I don't normally review them on this channel. Unless, you know, I want to provide a heads up or give you an honest review that gets you away from the hype of things, so to speak. Now, anyone that wants to see this movie or Batman or, you know, Spider-Man or any of those other big budget movies, you're going to see it no matter what a professional critic says or what I have to say about it for that matter. But this is review is more for people that are on the fence that may not know if they want to invest almost 3 hours. Yes, that's right. This movie's almost 3 hours long in the theater. But my personal reason for doing this one is Batman himself. Who's playing Batman? Robert Pattinson, who can act, but I was hard on him over the glittery vampire movies that my daughter made me watch back in the day. Nothing about him rang out as Batman to me. So this could go one of two ways. Is he going to crash and burn, or is he going to shock me in a way that Phoenix did with his Joker? So what is this one about? And I'm going to make this one quick. We get some exposition in the form of narration from Batman about how bad the city is, and, you know, he uses fear to, you know, get his job done and all that stuff. Okay. Then we get this unnamed figure in the mayor's house. Spoiler free, but things don't go well for the mayor. Lieutenant Gordon calls Batman, because he's not Commissioner Gordon yet, he's Lieutenant Gordon, calls Batman to come and look at the crime scene. There's a card addressed to Batman with some sort of code, you know, they have the key there. And actually, that's where I'm going to stop, because from there, Batman tries to unravel the clues and find the individual that committed that crime, and promises to commit others unless they track him down and stop him. And we also see how that weaves into his family history. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at an 85% of the Rotten scale, with the audience at a 90%. And that's over 10,000 reviews. So that's a pretty solid makeup there. And what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives, and let's handle the main reason I wanted to review this in the first place, Pattinson Batman. And I'm happy to say he had a very original take and he nailed it. In other adaptations, Bruce is this rich celebrity, socialite, very much in the public eye and involved in the community. This Bruce Wayne was pretty much the opposite of that, which goes along with the story, which is really strong and is a new angle that they took on the Waynes. There's multiple mysteries that need to be solved, and not just the main story either. The Waynes and how they're connected to the city and the history and how all of that plays a role into, you know, the present, what's going on right now. And I can't get into too much of that without spoiling it, but it's a very original take on that backstory. Another thing I liked was the fight choreography. It wasn't clean, which is good. This actually was dirty and realistic. If multiple people attack you, you're going to get hit sometimes. They didn't play it like he was invincible. Again, a bit of a departure from how they normally play him, which was good. So a lot of the fight choreography, I enjoyed it a lot. Great cast. Everyone was good, from Zoe as Catwoman, who played opposite Batman. They had a lot of chemistry there. Chemistry was very strong. Colin Farrell, who was pretty much unrecognizable as Penguin. Paul Dano as the Riddler. Never seen it played that way. That was very impressive, the way he played the Riddler. And finally, actually, in a smaller role, John Turturro as Falcone. All the villains played their roles, and they were incorporated perfectly. So it wasn't that situation where it's too many characters and not enough screen time. They all got the proper amount of screen time. And the negatives, actually, not a negative for me, but I did hear that some people didn't like this take on Batman or the backstory of the Waynes. I thought it was a refreshing change with, you know, how they actually played that out, but some people had an issue with it. Another thing, this movie is not going to hold your hand at all. They gloss over a lot of stuff and kind of assume you know it already. So if you aren't familiar with Batman or don't know his backstory, don't know certain things, you're going to get lost with a lot of the details here. And you're not going to really know who certain characters are and what they're talking about. The only suggestion I have for this movie, if they're going to play it this dark, which is what they do, this movie, they do play it in a dark way, this should have been a hard R. They need to go ahead and stop with the PG-13. Batman is an R-rated character. If you're familiar with the comics at all, Batman, the way they write him now, I mean, it's a hard R. This movie needed that again. Said it about Venom. And they needs that Deadpool treatment, meaning just throw everything out and just write it the way that, you know, Batman should be written and put it on the screen. And if it's an R-rated movie, then it's an R-rated movie. They were very careful with the way that they did the action and the violence parts of it to make sure they got that PG-13. If this was a hard R, man, this would have been so much better. That's the reason why a lot of the Punisher movies didn't work, but the Netflix series did, because they just went for it and was like, okay, the Punisher is this guy and this is how we're going to play him, and it's not PG-13, it's not clean, this is who he is. Batman, especially the way they played this Batman, this would have benefited from an R, but again, that's a nitpick, that really isn't anything negative. I mean, I even liked the Nirvana song that they picked for the soundtrack. So yeah, I enjoyed this one a lot. I agree with the audience. I would put this right at a 90% on the Rotten scale. And I put this one up there with that new Spider-Man. I mean, I gave that a pretty high score back then. You can go back and listen to that review. And it's looking like DC is starting to understand how to play these movies and get them right. The new Suicide Squad was pretty good. So they're trending in the right direction, let's say. So I'm looking forward to these other releases they have coming out this year. I believe Black Adam is coming, which is, again, new property, hasn't been on the screen before. The Flash, they've done, television series and things, but this is the first, movie, I believe. And then, of course, it got, the next Aquaman comes out, but I'm definitely, in that order, I'm looking forward to that Black Adam, played by The Rock. Really looking forward to seeing how they play that. And, yeah, see how it goes up against the slate of Marvel movies. Morbius is up next, so we'll see how that one goes. But anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, Mostly Low-Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Check out the Facebook and the Instagram, and I have a TikTok now, and this is Sunday when this drops, so be sure to go to the TikTok and check out my Monday movie recommendation. You'll get that there, but you won't get it here, so you gotta be subscribed to all my stuff to get the full scope of what I am doing here. But anyway, thank you again for the support, I appreciate it, and I will see you guys next time. Hopefully, go to the TikTok and check out that Monday movie recommendation. All right? Thanks again. Peace.